This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing more properly, is not a new story in this economy anymore. Pumping pressurized liquids, water and sand, and a bunch of chemicals down into rock to free up the natural gas and petroleum is well established, and it is still controversial decades on. It's also, for the parts of the country where the geology lends itself to be fracked, a welcome source of income. Among those parts of the country are two towns in southwestern Pennsylvania called Amity and Prosperity, which is also, as it happens, the title of Eliza Griswold's new book about fracking and what it has meant for the lives of some of those people in those towns. Eliza Griswold, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Before we actually get into the substance of this book, I want you to tell me, and this is going to sound weird, but I want you to tell me about Cummins the puppy.
So Cummins the puppy belonged to Beth and John Voiles, and Beth Voiles, she thinks Cummins drank from a puddle of water that was contaminated by waste, industrial waste, and that's what made him sick, and eventually Cummins died.
So now that we have Cummins the puppy, I want you to tell me about Stacey Haney.
So Stacey Haney is a single mom, and she has for many years been a nurse, and she has a small farm. She had a small farm,
yeah.
And she was living there pretty happily until 2010.
You say she was happy until 2010 because in 2009, if I have my dates right, she signed a fracking lease.
Yeah. So Stacey Haney, she was very, very proud to sign a lease when oil and gas came about a decade, a little more than a decade ago, to her area. First of all, she wanted to buy her dream barn, a barn that was going to cost about $9,000. But she was also proud to support America because she believed that American energy independence would help keep American soldiers out of foreign entanglements that involved oil. And she saw exploiting the energy that was on her land as part of an American solution.
I want to point out here that this is a story, in part anyway, of the terrible things that happened to Stacey Haney's family. Contaminated water is the least of them. The child gets horribly sick. The livestock, I mean, terrible, terrible things happen after she signs with Range Resources, the fracking company. But at the time she signed it, it was a good idea for her.
It was a good idea. You know, she is a pretty tough customer. She's very smart. And for all she could see and hear, this was the right thing to do.
You reported this story over like 7 years or something, right?
Yep.
Yeah. you got there sort of 2 years after she had signed the lease and after the fracking started. When you got there, what did it look like, smell like? Was there grimy dust in the air? I mean, what was it like?
You know, what struck me most was just that this was a network of industrial sites. It's some of the most beautiful country I have ever seen, and I have been all over the world. And the frac sites can be hard to see. They're often at the top of hills, which can make their water contamination even more of a concern because anything at that top of the hill is going to run down. But all of the industry surrounding truck traffic, waiting, getting stuck at, you know, behind water trucks that traveled at that point in caravans really for safety because that it was better for them. It was just – go ahead.
Sorry, there's a great scene. It's not a scene. It's like a sentence and a half in this book talking about those water caravan trucks. And the first one goes through like a yellow light and then the other, you know, 10, 12, 14, whatever it is, keep on a going. And so if you're driving through Amity because of these trucks, you get stuck.
Exactly. And that's the least of it. So one of the things that the book really tries to chronicle incredibly carefully and fairly are the hidden costs associated with industry. You know, in some places, people love the oil and gas company that has come through and paved their roads. Mm-hmm. But how long does that paved road last? And what are the longer term costs that Americans end up paying?
There are, we have to say, people in Amity and Prosperity and in the surrounding townships who were okay with the fracking company, Range Resources, and didn't actually have a problem with it.
More than okay. You know, one of the first times I went to Amity, I went to meet a farmer But he also, you know, what he did day to day is he's a barber. So this one barber said to me, you know, where are you from? And I said, I live in New York City, but I'm from Philadelphia. And he said, that's two strikes against you. Right? And that conversation began for me a learning, which was why over so long have rural Americans felt increasingly disenfranchised and really enraged at urban Americans. And part of that has to do with people who are supportive of fracking, legitimately so, saying, listen, you guys are going to come in here and wag your fingers at us? This is the first opportunity we've had to make money off of our land in more than a century.
I don't usually do this, but I want to go on the way out here. I want to go to the note on sources that you include in the back of this book, and I want to go to the very end. And the last two sentences of this book are, this is the story of those Americans who've wrestled with the price their communities have long paid so the rest of us can plug in our phones. Some feel that price was worth paying. Others don't.
You want me to say anything?
I don't know. What do you say?
I mean, what I hope this book does is fairly portray a place and a people who have been screwed by disparate interests for a very long time. And sometimes those voices can be hard to listen to, but that doesn't mean that we don't have to do it.
I'll tell you what, it's actually a hard story to read. It's a book called Amity and which doesn't mean you shouldn't read it, by the way. It's called Amity.
Yes.
Yeah, please read this book. Amity and Prosperity is the title. One Family and the Fracturing of America by Eliza Griswold. Eliza, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Kai, thank you so much.
Range Resources, by the way, the company that Eliza talks about in her book, is still in business in Pennsylvania and some other parts of the country. We've got a link to the first two chapters of Amity and Prosperity online at marketplace.org.